Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris, did you watch 42-1 last night?
Have it on the DVR. DVR'd the fight itself being rebroadcast in beautiful standard definition. I'm excited for it. The battle, the 12-round battle or the 10-round battle that I fought last night was with my son to see if I could get him down to sleep at a reasonable hour.
Oh, I thought maybe he had the remote already.
Not quite.
No.
I got him down at 1:30, which I think is an upset on the par with Buster Douglas over Mike Tyson.
Jeff, were you in Columbus when Buster Douglas beat Mike Tyson?
Yep.
Did you cover any of his?
So I was at the airport when he left. Oh. So that scene like brought back some pretty awesome memories. I was at his last workout. I was at just a local athletic club in a basement area, and it was like me and the writer for the post for the Columbus Dispatch. And that was it.
They said in the documentary last night, or they tried to make it seem like Buster Douglas won the fight because he was inspired by his mother's passing.
He was. Absolutely true.
Oh, I don't think Hollywood could write a script. It wouldn't even be believable because you'd have to write a script where a guy, all those factors are in play, and then he goes out and delivers a major league ass-kicking. Like, couldn't credibly have Mike Tyson be the boogeyman because from the first bell of that fight, with one notable exception, he got the crap kicked out of him.
And they also did a good job of showing his dad was a badass. Like, his dad was a hardcore,
and Buster Douglas
guy.
Didn't bring his dad with him for that fight.
Right. He had cut off his dad and just said, I can't train with you anymore.
I thought Douglas lost. I don't think he got up in time.
I think that's a complete falsehood. Here's what I hate
about
this.
That was the Don King.
The Mike Tyson, yes.
And I didn't even know about that side of the story, but when I watched where he was, as the ref was counting down, I'm like,
he was fortunate that the round was over there.
He knew.
But he was clear, I think.
He knew. He was looking at the ref. I've watched enough fights to know when a guy has no idea what's going on and gets up on instinct. Roy Jones did that a couple times. He watched the ref the whole way and went by the ref's count whether it was bad or not.
Here's what's amazing to
It was a bad count.
It was a bad count, but if you're going by a bad count and you're lucid, I don't blame you.
Yeah, you want to take, ideally, you want to take that whole
full
10
nine.
Seconds.
Yeah. You want, and he cut it real close because he got up at about 9 3/4 and stood.
What's still amazing to me is I've seen the fight tens of times and I've seen the highlights hundreds of times, and I still can't believe someone is beating the crap out of Mike Tyson like that.
What do you think is the Pittsburgh version of 42-1?
13-9.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, because West Virginia was rolling. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's all I've got.
Ask Amanda.
How about the 1960 World Series?
Yeah, that's a good one, too. I mean, I hadn't thought of it, but...
How many upsets in Pittsburgh history even come close to Buster Douglas over Mike Tyson?
Pittsburgh would have had the boxing equivalent of it had Billy Kahn not said, I'm gonna go knock the bum out against Joe Louis. He had him dead to rights beat. Then got cocky and got his head taken off, basically.
I think you hit on the Pitt one. The Pirates one's a good one because they got throttled by the Yankees and just happened to squeak out four
wins. When have the Steelers even pulled an upset of, like, major count? They've always been the hunted, not the hunter.
It's immaculate reception.
The Steelers would have to go in with,
it's
like,
a home game.
The Steelers would have to go in like, a Jeff Hostetler situation in the AFC title game with a backup quarterback and beat New England in New England.
In 84, they went to Denver and beat Elway, but that was before.
I could say maybe this year. If somehow the Steelers get into the Super Bowl and play the Saints, maybe that would be. But even that,
no, still,
that would be.
It's still that's won a Super Bowl with this coach and this quarterback.
It would have to be Josh Dobbs.
Tyson was so – I don't know how many sports figures have been as dominant ever as Mike Tyson. Ali was never as dominant as Mike Tyson. I mean, no one in boxing was ever as dominant as him.
Bone Crusher Smith was the only guy, I think, that had gone the distance with him in recent fights. And most
Bone Hugger, they call him.
Right, because he hugged him the whole fight. Bob Sheridan, I'm glad they used the Bob Sheridan call, Jeff, because Jim Lampley sounds like he's at a funeral on HBO's call for understandable reasons.
Wait, I'm confused by that. There were two separate calls
in
the fight?
Yeah, Bob Sheridan called the fight for, I think, like a different, like, closed circuit service or something. And Bob Sheridan called the fight by himself. So he did color analysis sort of and play-by-play. And you can feel his incredulity giving way to, like, holy crap, I get to call this.
This is really happening, yeah.
He talked about how if Buster had a great night in the first round, he might make it three or four rounds if he was doing well. As the sixth, seventh, eighth rounds get there, he calls it like, holy crap, unless Tyson turns this around, I'm going to see this.
And what was Lampley's problem?
Lampley's call of the seminal moment in that era of boxing is Mike Tyson has been knocked out, while Larry Merchant is practically giddy like a schoolgirl because he's getting to see this unbelievable upset happen. He said this makes some Disney movie seem like a bad, like an unhappy story. And Bob Sheridan, the last thing I'll say real quick, the great part about it is when Tyson hits the one uppercut, baits him in, and crushes him, Sheridan is calling that with the kind of urgency you would want to hear. And then the following round, when Buster just comes out inspired and lays the waste to Mike Tyson, Tyson gets saved by the bell in that subsequent round, basically. He could have been down. He got saved by the ropes. Sheridan calls it like you, a fan, would want somebody to call it. Holy crap, Buster's off the mat. Buster's kicking his ass. This is unbelievable.
And it really was. And, you know, you mentioned his mom. You know, his mom's brother was the trainer for the fight. I mean, there was so many ties. It was a very community. His manager was just, it was an old Ohio State football coach that was just, you know, kind of dawdling around
bigger,
in his career.
Bigger upset, Buster Douglas over Mike Tyson or the 93 Islanders over the Penguins?
Buster. I think Buster's the biggest upset in American sports history. I think it's bigger than the miracle.
I agree.
Nature of the two sports.
I think they're comparable, but I think, I mean,
but
Tyson
the Islanders had to do it four times. The Islanders had to beat the Penguins. They couldn't just have like one night. They had to do it four out of seven times.
Here's what I'll say about hockey, and I know hockey fans here are going to get mad at me. The nature of goaltending and how fickle it is in that sport, because that's what cost the USSR. Tretiak got pulled, right? I mean, they outshot the U.S.
But that
team.
Was a one-game thing.
I get
the
it.
Islanders over the Penguins.
But goaltending can go bad. Can go bad in four out of seven. We saw Yaro Halak carry the Canadiens in 2010. Not that that's anywhere near the scope of the upset, but when goaltending goes bad or goes great for somebody, it can completely change the tenor, even for four out of seven. I say Buster because of the nature of that sport. It's you and nobody else in there.
Well, that's why I think the Pittsburgh equivalent would have to be 13-9. Because just like Buster Douglas, that Pitt team underachieved that year, but could see that they had some personnel that if everything clicked, they could play like a good team.
For all the Penn Staters out there, I will recognize the win over the Hurricanes. Yeah. No one saw that coming.
It's another great
Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah.
That's another great pick, man. When you watch the roster of names Miami put out there for that game versus what Penn State put out there, it just is head-scratching that they won. It really is.
Well, Testaverde interceptions is that game, right? I mean, isn't that – was he the quarterback that day?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
They came in fatigues and
– right.
Man,
kinda,
I just –
it was kind of like –
what was the line
like,
in that game? That could not have been
it was
a
double-digit line. I thought
I'm
we're close
it
to
was,
it,
but I don't know.
Man, I just love talking about the Buster Douglas upset because so many Tyson stans will say, well, Mike didn't prepare for the fight well, which is true. Mike's corner was putting ice water in a glove to try to take that. He didn't have end swell. Who cares?
And you'll see that in documentary.
Who cares? Mike Tyson was a force of nature unparalleled and got whooped. Not beaten, like barely, whooped. Knocked sense. Another thing, I don't know if they said it in the doc, Mike Tyson did not come to and understand what had happened until several minutes after the fight was over. He was that out of it.
And his guy had to tell him, like, hey, no, the fight's
stop
over.
Stop fight. He, you can see him try to punch. He thinks the fight's going on. That's how badly he got KTFO'd.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.